Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you may be in this amazing, beautiful planet of ours. This is Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. I am your co-host, Mark Lane Hart, the Intuitive Prospector, coming to you live from my studio here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest of Seattle, Washington. Thank you so much for tuning into the live broadcast today. We're going to have a fantastic show talking with the Mississippi Medium, her new book, and the journey that brought her into how you even talk to dead people. How do you get there? How do you get to going from being a Southern Baptist religious person and all of a sudden you're talking to dead people? Well, we're going to take the next hour to explore and discover that story with Jill M. Jackson, our special guest today. If you want to learn more about the work we're doing here on Inspired Living Radio every Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, you can check us out through our Facebook page, which is called Inspired Living Radio. Ask to join the global community of inspired listeners all around the world. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram under the handles Inspired For Us. That is the number 4, Inspired For Us. And you can, call in onto our live show, 1-202-570-7057. If you have a question in regards to today's topic, which we're going to be talking about, psychic investigations, mediumship, the psychic journey, the spiritual healing that takes place with all of that. And again, you can follow us on any of our social media pages. And if you want to post a question, if you don't want to come live on the air, that's okay. You can post a question on our Facebook page. That is the main page we monitor during our live broadcast here on Ohm Times Radio. And then if you miss the live broadcast, no worries, we got you covered there as well. The live broadcast then streams over to a podcast. You can get that podcast. 4 seasons now of Inspired Living Radio as we head into our 5th season here in the next few months. We have all of our podcasts with amazing topics, wonderful guests, very inspiring information at iTunes, YouTube, SoundCloud, Podbean, MarkLeanHart.com, LoveFirst.info, and of course, all of our shows are stored on the Ohm Times Radio Archives. So if you want to get any of those shows, you can do that. So with that, if you want to work with me, your host, Mark Leanhart, you can find me at MarkLeanHart.com. You can also internet search The Intuitive Prospector. You can find me here every Wisdom Wednesday on Inspired Living Radio, or most Wednesdays. You can also find me on Facebook and YouTube with my Facebook and YouTube live shows called Metaphysical Mocha Mondays, followed by The Healing Cafe. That's every Monday morning starting at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time on Facebook and then premieres over on my YouTube channel. And we have a lot of fun with Metaphysical Mocha Mondays. It's an inspiring show for the week ahead. And then I have direct conversations and chats and readings with all of my spiritual prospectors in the Healing Cafe, which follows right at 8:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want to work with my co-host, Kim, who is off today, Kim Falcon, founder of Love First, you can find her. Just look for Kim Falcon, and you can also just type in lovefirst.info. She's in Encino, California now, and she's just getting her move back across the United States all set up. And with that, let's talk about our guest today, Jill M. Jackson. I met Jill several years ago. We're actually colleagues and part of Best American Psychics, and that's a very premier professional, sought-after directory of psychics who are tested, who have background checks. We kind of run through all the vetting process to be on this amazing platform. And of course, we have to have readings. We have to do readings to show that we can do this work as professional psychics and spiritual mediums. So Jill M. Jackson and I met a few years ago, back in 2013 now, so it's been some time. And she's been working on her book, and she's brought her book into our reality. I always like to say things are born twice, first in our mind, and then what we do, what actions we do to bring those out into our reality. And so I'm holding her book right here in front of me. So I want to say congratulations first, because I know it is a labor of love. I'm currently working on my book, Jill, and it's a slow process, the editing process, the publishing process, but just want to say congratulations to her. And before we bring her live on the air, I want to just read a quick bio about her and how you can work with Jill if you find yourself in the Mississippi area, or I know she works with people all around the world via phone and video as well. So let's get started, and let's do a little bit of a exploring and discovery through body, mind, and spirit. And like we like to say here on Inspired Living Radio, you are the inspired and the inspiration. So kick back, grab a cup of coffee, grab a cup of tea, and let's go prospecting for spiritual transformations and spiritual gold. The Mississippi medium, Jill M. Jackson, is an international award-winning, highly sought-after psychic medium and spiritual teacher, having won such prestigious awards such as the 2016 and 2015 Psychic of the Year from Best American Psychics. She was also awarded the 2014 Social Activism Award through Best American Psychics for her volunteer work with the animals. Jill has been featured on Lifetime Television with her work as a medium, and has been under contact with Creative Laughter Productions in New York City for a metaphysical reality TV show. So hopefully she'll give us some insight to how we can tune into that show. She has studied mysticism and spirituality for many, many years from amazing spiritual teachers all over the world, including the Arthur Findlay College in England, the world's foremost college for the advancement of spiritualism and psychic sciences. We are both alumni of that college. I go every year. I've been going to the AFC College for the last 6 years now. So Jill is a graduate of that college and a student of that college. And one of her great passions is being of service as a spiritual teacher and helping others ignite, refine, and honor their gifts. She is super proud of her online academy called Intuitive Compass Academy, as well as her in-person school, Mississippi Academy for Psychic and Mediumship. Now say that three times fast. In her debut book, Jill describes what it was like growing up with seeing spirits while being raised as a Southern Baptist in the Bible Belt of the Deep South. Jill shares many interesting accounts of extraordinary mystical experiences. She has had as well as details of many amazing sessions with some of her clients, and this book is filled with healing and loving energy as Jill shares her passion of mediumship and spirituality with all of you, and we're going to be talking about that for the next hour. Our loved ones survive their physical bodies, and they are always with us, always. Jill believes the paranormal is becoming the new normal for many of us, and boy, Jill, can't I relate to that. I can relate to it deeply because it's a lot of the work that I do, and you're right, the spirit world is very much alive, always just a thought away, and we like to say ADCs, after-death communications. So Jill M. Jackson, the Mississippi medium, welcome to Inspired Living Radio. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thanks for sharing your book with me, and congratulations, like I was just saying in the intro. I know it's a labor of love trying to get that book published and get through the editing process and bring it into other people's realities, but I feel when you actually have a book out there and you are a storyteller, other people that are going through this similar journey that you went through with the Southern Baptist religion, and then, you know, I'm talking to dead people and what is going on, and I think people will find this book very helpful as they go through their own exploration and discovery of the spirit world, because the spirit world comes through in many different ways and forms, and what I like to say, sign, symbol, synergy, and synchronistic events. So thank you for being on. Congratulations on your new book. And let's have a fun show talking about the pathways of mediumship and how your journey first began.
Absolutely, Mark. And I so agree with that. And that's one of the reasons and the inspirations for me finally sitting down and really writing this book, not only to share my journey, but to hopefully inspire other people who maybe were raised a certain way and in a box, to be led to believe that interacting with our loved ones in the spirit world is evil. And it is just as far from the truth in this reality as you can get. You know, it's such an honor to be able to communicate with those loved ones who have survived their physical bodies. And so I wanted to share my journey of how I've been able to see the spirit world and communicate with the spirit world since I was a very young child. And I was scared at first, and then my grandmother passed away, and she came to me and told me that she was in heaven, in the other world. Different people have different names, but it's all the same frequency, the same vibration. And I started really looking at what I was being told from the dogmatic Southern Baptist religion as being evil and bad, and trying to reconcile that with what I knew to be my own truth. And so obviously it did not happen overnight. You know, it took years and years to be able to finally come to my own realization that a lot of what is taught in dogmatic religion is about control and about fear, and the creator that I love and adore, the divine, is all about love, healing, frequency, joy. And so that was my main inspiration for starting the book.
And I love that. I love that, you know, and just talking about religion on today's show, I think there's a lot of amazing religions out there that do fabulous work, whether it's the Southern Baptist. I was raised as a Catholic, I'm not a practicing Catholic, but when I tell people about religion, I tell them to look at all the world religions, and you'll start to see that there's actually a similarity between that. And religion, you know, is usually about hearing about somebody else's story in a land far away, and spiritualism, you know, that's why I made that shift from religious. When people ask if I'm religious, I say, no, I'm actually very spiritual, because the spiritual journey is all about you. It's all about learning and growing and connecting and inspiring. And, you know, so I just want to make that clear that we, you know, celebrate all religions, we honor and welcome all religions. But sometimes those religions can be, like you said, a little fear-based, a little controlling, a little bit dogmatic as far as you need to do this. And when, you know, when people say that to me, I usually run for the hills when they're like, you need to believe what I need to believe. And I'm like, sorry, I've been down that road, been there, got the t-shirt. And spiritualism is about exploring and connecting for what's right for you. And that's what I always remind people, that, you know, spiritualism is the connection which is right for you, including talking to the spirit world, the etheric world, the world that is very much a part of us, just a different vibration, a different frequency, like you're talking. You know, my mentors have always taught me that it's a world within a world, because there is no up or down. There is no heaven or hell, because we're on a round planet. So metaphysically speaking, from a scientific standpoint, it doesn't make sense to go up or go down, because we're on a round globe. But when we leave our bodies, the sensation is of going up, even with my own near-death experience. So, you know, fear-based energy can really block your spiritual path. And I always remind people that fear is false evidence appearing real. And anything that is fear-based is usually not for the higher self, and it doesn't help you with your spiritual journey. So when you started writing this book, because I know you've been working on this for a while, some really good chapters in here, and let's talk about that struggle, because I'm sure there's a spiritual struggle in this story here somewhere before we go to our first break, about writing this book, being in the Bible Belt, being in the Deep South, the belief systems that really run that part of the country. How was that that struggle to write this, and the criticism and the judgment and the opinions and the love and the inspiration that came along with doing this whole journey?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I had moved away, Mark. I've lived all over the country in different places. You know, I left Mississippi feeling like that in a lot of ways my gifts would not be embraced, and I actually went into the corporate world. And that's another message that I'm wishing to share with people through my book, is sometimes later in life we are sort of given a little nudge to shift directions. And for me, it was jumping off the cliff from being a CPA and business manager for the entertainment industry in Hollywood to actually accepting the mission that I agreed to serve the spirit world before I came back this time around. And so I'm hoping through the book that if there are people out there who may be struggling with some of the same decisions, you know, it's not an easy thing to do. Many times we spent years and years and years in college, in our experience, and, you know, sort of building our resume, and we're known as that person. And to be able to shift directions and sort of go in a 360, so to speak, is not the easiest thing to do. So I also share my journey in the book as well. And then when my guides told me it was time to go back to Mississippi and to bring my gifts to the Bible Belt in the Deep South, at first I was kicking and screaming, thinking it was not for me, but I have learned not to argue with my guides. It never serves me well. And
This is true.
So I took the challenge, and I have been back here and just been welcomed with open arms.
Well, I love that, and we're going to welcome you back here after our first break with a welcome and open arms here on Inspired Living Radio. So we're going to cut to our first break here in just a second. And for those folks listening out there, if you want to work with Jill M. Jackson, the Mississippi Medium, when we come back from our break, she's going to tell you exactly how to do that. And our inspired affirmation for this show is make mistakes, learn from them, move on. We'll be back here in 2 minutes with Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Om Times Radio Network.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of Om Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of Om Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
When you're looking for insight and additional tools to living your most elevated life, there's no better place to turn than Intuitive Alchemy Radio. Join me, Laura Brown, each Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations, live on-the-air readings, and tools to help you build your most aligned, most abundant, and most delicious life.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now, save a life, and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Our special guest today, Jill M. Jackson, the Mississippi Medium. We're going to take the next 40 minutes or so talking about what is mediumship? What is the path of spiritualism? And I just wanted to come back from that second break, Jill, and just read a quote from Andrew Jackson Davis, who is a very well-known pioneer of spiritualism. And he talks about truth is the golden door of entrance to the human heart. And as we explore your journey today and talk about your book, I think that truth of finding what is mediumship, is there an etheric world? Is there a world that we can connect with that's unseen, and everything that goes through the mind, the analytical mind, and connecting to our loved ones, you know, whether it's a person or an animal or even just, you know, your you know, your higher self, in that consciousness. So right before the break, Jill, we were going to come back and talk about how folks can find you out there in this amazing planet of ours. And if they want to work with you via phone, video, I know you do a lot of in-person. I know you have a studio, you have an academy, you got a lot going on, a lot of events. So let's just kind of fill in the inspired listeners on how to connect with you.
Absolutely. My website is www.jillmjackson.com, and you can find me on Facebook under the Mississippi Medium. And I have links on my website for my book, which you can purchase on Amazon, and I also have links to my online academy, which is Intuitive Compass Academy.
Very good. And the bio for Jill is also posted on the Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. If you want to go there, you can also get to her site through that write-up as well. So let's talk about your journey of mediumship. And, you know, the conversations, because we've had some amazing mediums on our show in years past, Jackie Wright, Mavis Patilla, Simon James, Brian Robertson, Paul Jacobs, you know, some people that have been doing this spiritual work for several years. And I always ask him, were you a natural born medium, or was there something that triggered the shakening that caused the awakening that was dormant for many years on your journey?
I am a natural born medium. And by the way, I love Mavis Patilla. She's one of my dear teachers and mentors, learned so much from her. And yes, I was a natural born medium, but I really didn't understand it, Mark. And so I tried to fit in, I guess you would say, and but it's always been there. And I thought everybody could really see and communicate with the other world. I didn't quite understand. So I am a natural born medium.
And for our listeners out there, let's talk about natural born mediumship versus those like myself that came to mediumship through great trauma and tragedy and a realignment of my own energy and belief systems. So for our listeners out there, natural born means you have been with this gift and ability your entire life. You see both worlds. You see both the physical world and the unseen world. I always describe it, Jill, like the wind. When people say, how do you describe the etheric world? And I say, well, you look out and see that big tree out there. And this goes for all of our listeners out there. Just look out wherever you're listening to the show from and see the tree moving within the wind. And we acknowledge that the wind is moving that tree, but we don't see the wind with our physical eye. We see the effects of the wind on the tree. And I always remind people that the spirit world in its loving, intelligent way is very much like the wind, the spiritual wind. There's a lot of effects on us. We just don't get to see it all the time with our physical eye. And for the natural born mediums, that means that they came into this world seeing and knowing and being able to walk between the two worlds. For someone like myself, I didn't come into mediumship until after the loss, the murder of my brother and my younger brother, and then my older brother the same week, being diagnosed with terminal brain cancer, and my own near-death awareness and experience. But it was that trigger, that shaking that caused the awakening, that the spirit world said, okay, we've been here the whole time in your 27 years. We're just taking that veil off. We're allowing you to now connect and see us just as we see you. So that's really the two differences that I found. Am I a natural born medium? Perhaps. It just, I wasn't aware of it until the age of 27, when things started to transition and transform for me. And, you know, Eckhart Tolle reminds us the greatest agent for change is awareness. And this goes for all of our listeners out there, regardless of if you're natural born or you come into this because of what life has brought your way, it's awareness of the spirit world. And from there, that's where they start to work with you, because every medium is different. And you should embrace that uniqueness and that ability. Don't try to copy and be like somebody else. Have mentors like the wonderful Mavis Patilla, who I've mentored under for years and has really inspired me to have the knowledge of what the spirit world is. Eamon Downing, who was another Arthur Findlay College tutor who I first mentored with back in 2012, really kind of opened me up to the metaphysical pathways. But we aspire to be our own unique, authentic self, yeah?
Absolutely, Mark. And, you know, I love that you talk about how different it is, because it's not that one is better than the other. A natural born medium doesn't mean that because they've been aware of their gifts for longer that they have a deeper connection to spirit. That's further from the truth. Every situation is different. some people have a near-death experience, and mm-hmm. all of a sudden their gifts come rushing in, like yourself. You had both that and a tragedy. And so I love teaching all types of mediumship students, no matter how their gifts come in. And I see so many different layers of the gift, and it's my passion to teach others how to use their gifts.
Yeah, and that's the spiritual teacher within you, right? That's where the student starts to become the teacher, and then other people start to seek us out for our understanding of what we've gone through. But I also remind people, whether you're just coming into mediumship or if you've been on the mediumship pathway for a long time, you know, for Jill, she's been on the mediumship pathway for, you know, 29 plus years. So notice I didn't give your age out there. You're
Thank
still 29,
you, Mark.
Right? You're welcome.
Of course.
But it's, you know, it's a trust and it's a patience along the way, because each person develops and unfolds and transforms as the spirit world sees fit for your journey. And, you know, even when I started to step into this with my own near-death experience, my out-of-body experience, OBEs, NDEs, or maybe you've been with somebody, you know, I was with my grandma, and that's the connection you and I share. I was actually with my grandma, and she was the first person that I personally was with that I watched transition into the etheric spirit world. And that was very life-changing for me. And it really kind of opened my eyes, because before that, I had been, you know, a first responder, I'd been in the Coast Guard, I'd been always called to other people's tragedies. So I'd been around death and dying for several years, but I never had it impact me personally. And once that impacts you personally, once you see it or you've had your own experience, that's spiritualism. That is your own journey. And you start to explore and say, what is this world all about? That's that calling of the spirit world within your heart to say there's so much more than what we're not even perceiving to be. That's the awakening process. But with that comes the journey of this, what I call the spiritual struggle, the opinions, the pundits, the judgments, the competition. So let's talk about that, because I know getting to this point of having your book and moving, especially in the Bible Belt down south, and moving from your journey of being a Southern Baptist to talking to the dead, what was some of your spiritual struggles? And, you know, for our listeners that are going through this or just opening up to this, what's some advice that you can give them and to help them and, you know, this journey that can be very much of a struggle, because you're having this conflict within your mind of your reality, and then all of a sudden, wait, I'm seeing the spiritual wind that Mark was just talking about, and they're talking back to me. It's kind of interesting, absolutely, weird, and all at the same time. Yes. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have been met, you know, even though for the most part I have been welcomed back to Mississippi with open arms, there's still a good portion of the population who feels that what we do, Mark, is evil and of the devil, and have been, you know, telling me that I'm going to hell, and that I need, you know, a lot of judgment. And, you know, I find that the best way to handle this is from a place of love, and to actually send blessings and remind our brothers and sisters that it's not about judgment. And, you know, I love what you said earlier in the show about what, it's not that we are putting down religions, you know, by no means. I'm really happy with the faith that I was brought up in, and so I've held on to the faith and left behind the dogma and the fear and the judgment, because the creator that I love and the experiences that I have had in the spirit world and with the spirit world are the most amazing, beautiful, uplifting experiences that anybody can even imagine. So what I would say to any listeners out there, if you do have, many people have family members who threaten to disown you, if you claim your gift, you step into your gifts, and that can be really challenging. Thankfully, in my situation, I was very blessed. The parents that I chose, my father is highly intuitive himself, and my mother was a medium, and so my gifts were embraced. I did not have those challenges of family members threatening to disown, but I know many people do, and I try to work with those people. And, you know, we have to stay true to our path and our journey. And what I have found with other people, either colleagues or some of my students that I have mentored that have faced this criticism and this judgment from friends and family members, is once they step onto the path of their own divine truth, it's amazing the doorways that open up for them. And many times these people that were standing in judgment may end up coming around. It may be an opportunity for them to realize that it's not their place to judge others.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what really started to turn me on to spiritualism, because when I started to go into meditation and I started to, you know, the Bible talks about be still and know that I'm God. And I've always grappled with that. Like, what do you mean be still and know that I'm God? It didn't resonate until I actually became still and the journey literally started to unfold. And when you move into that place that Rumi talks about, the more silent and still you become, the more you actually start to hear. And when I did that and followed that path, that's where the voices, the spirit world, the signs, symbols, synergy, and synchronistic events started to unfold and open up for me. But there was about 2 years of self-analyzation and self-sabotage of what will people say? What will my family and friends say? And through that process, and for our listeners out there, you know, just like Jill is saying, you will have, you know, opinions and judgments thrown at you. Family members move away, friends move away. But I've also found for every friend that moved away, two more like-minded people would come into my path and support and inspire. So I think that's important. It's a real spiritual struggle with based on today's society and belief systems and judgments and opinions and competition. But you made a valid point that I tied into what Andrew Jackson Davis talked about, because he was a very educated man who started to question his own reality in the physical world and talking about truth as the golden door of entrance to the human heart. So you don't necessarily have to be a medium and talk to dead people but there is that language of the soul, the intuition, the higher self connecting to something bigger than yourself. And, you know, you're going to be called everything. I've been called a demon for goodness sake. So, I've had people come to my studio and say, I shouldn't even be here talking to a medium because the Bible says that I'll go to hell. And, you know, it's also knowing your scripture too. Like, you know, I've read the Bible from front to back, and it's, you know, it's also knowing that it's a great oxymoron too, because the Old Testament versus the New Testament completely always contradicts itself, because there's many passages within the Bible. Corinthians comes to mind, you know, Corinthians 12, that talks about your own spiritual gifts associated with the Corinthian pathways and everything Jesus talked about. So I know in your book you talk about the Leviticus reference, Leviticus 19:31, that says, you know, it literally states, do not turn to mediums or consult spirits, or you will be defiled by them. I am the Lord your God. So it's like, where do you begin when you read something like that? That's a pretty strong statement, right, for people to be reading that and then have this perspective of mediums, you know, channeling the devil and spirits. And I'm sure there are those beliefs out there, but where we approach mediumship as professional is through healing, through love, through intelligence, through evidence of that person that once lived coming through and sharing their memories and their stories, not only healing for the spirit world and the person they're connecting to, but a lot of healing for the medium that's a part of that reunion, the celebration of life. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely, Mark. I love it. I mean, when we are blessed to be able to do the work that we do, it's such a mutual synergy, because we receive so many blessings and gifts from the spirit world as well. I mean, it's just such an honor. And what I tell people, what I recommend to people is, everyone out there should find someone to learn intuition from, psychic or intuitive development, because we are all born with this gift. We all come in with the gift of intuition. And so everyone's not really called, so to speak, into mediumship, but everyone can benefit from learning to listen. Like you said, learning to go within, learning to quiet the mind, learning to trust our own higher self, our own angels, our own spirit guides, because once we can learn to listen and truly surrender and then allow spirit, all the magic begins to unfold in a beautiful way. It's when we kick and scream and claw and scratch, as my colleague Duane says, that's when it's a little bit complicated, and I'm like you, Mark. It took me a little while. One of my spirit guides says that I'm a little hard-headed, that they had to hit me over the head a few times with an etheric 2x4 for me to finally listen. I'm quite stubborn. But now I listen because I know that they have my back, mm-hmm. and I can trust in what their guidance shows me on a daily basis.
Yeah, one of my favorite things is the words listen and silent, and it's an anagram. So it has the same amount of letters, you just switch them around, but they have completely two different meanings. And when you go into the silence and when you listen, that's why we have two ears and one mouth. I'm right there with you. Very stubborn. I'm a Taurus by nature. So, you know, if you know the Taurus energy, you know that we're very stubborn and very loyal and very follow that path. And so if you got hit over the head with an etheric 2x4, then mine must have been an etheric steel beam, because I've been right. hit in the head so many times for my stubbornness and the analytical mind, the ego mind. To question everything, you know, the concept, I think, therefore I am. And it's a struggle. And I think it's important. That's why I wanted to have you on the show today, too, to talk about the struggle, but also talk about the teachings and the mentorship, because I'm only where I am at is because I've had great teachers. Mavis is, she's kind of my, what I refer to her as my spiritual grandma. She actually looks just like my grandma, the one that passed into the spirit world. So it's always kind of, you know, mentoring under her for the last couple of years. It's just kind of that reminder of, you know, my grandma. But she would always talk about that the spirit world comes in like a lamb, not like a lion. It's very, very subtle. And a reason that a lot of us miss it, including myself for several years, the 27 years that it was dormant for me, is because we're not taking the time to stop. Listen, move into silence, move into meditation, qigong, yoga, karate, whatever those exercises of allowing energy to flow through you metaphysically to make that connection. And I've always just found that once I became more subtle and I listened more and I talked less, that's where the magic, like you said, started to unfold and open up. But I only got there because of great teachers like Mavis, great tutors at the Arthur Findlay College. Being in a weekly development group, I always remind people that the weekly development commitment to spirit will really enhance your journey as well. So we're going to go to our second and last break. But before we go to our second break, I just want to leave you with this quote, another quote from Andrew Jackson Davis. The highest and richest inheritance is a truthful mind. We'll be back here in 2 minutes on Inspired Living Radio with our special guest today, Jill M. Jackson, the Mississippi Medium.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. So I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth, spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio. Here on the OM Times Radio Network today, our special guest, Jill M. Jackson, the Mississippi Medium, talking about her debut book, The Journey of Moving from a Southern Baptist to Talking to the Dead. Now, Jill, that energy, just like that spiritual wind I was talking about, moves somewhere else, whether that's your concept of heaven, the etheric world. But I just know from the laws of physics, you're either here or there, and you've got to follow that energy somehow. That energy returns to source, whatever that is for you.
Yes, and I agree, and I explain that in the book, that we actually do not die. We do survive our physical bodies. It's just a lot of people that don't understand this. It's just an easier way for them to be able to see what the book's about. Why I named it what I did, but no, I agree. I don't call it dying either. It's transitioning. Absolutely.
Well, I love the journey too, because you and I met at the Omega Institute. Was that 2012 that we met?
I believe so. I believe so, Mark.
2012, you and I and Sarah Bupre, who is a wonderful medium in the Wisconsin area. And then you really encouraged me. This is when I was just kind of stepping out of the spiritual closet, if you will, kind of facing the music of the judgment and the opinions that come with being a spiritual medium and a psychic. And, oh my gosh, you're a psychic. And you really encouraged me to apply for Best American Psychic. So let's talk about that real quick, because you and I both are part of that platform, professional mediums that have been psychic and mediums that have been tested, vetted, cold readings, don't know anything. And you really encouraged me to test for that. I didn't think I had the courage, or I wasn't good enough. And here I am, 5 years later, still part of that platform, helping and serving the spirit world and helping people that seek us out. So it's been a long journey for us. And then, here you have your book.
Yes. And I'm so happy that you listened, Mark. And I dedicate an entire chapter to Shea Parker and Best American Psychics, because for me, what she has done for not only for us as professional psychics and mediums, but for the people out there who are not sure who to trust and who to go to. And, because it's just like any other profession, there's a lot of fraudulence and scammers out there. And so you want to be very, very careful and discerning on who you put your trust in to be able to help you with your own spiritual journey, your readings. And so I have so much appreciation for Shea and Best American Psychics. And as I explain in the book, what it's done for us as professional mediums is it has created our own soul tribe. We're there for each other. We can help cheer each other on. We can help promote each other. We can help each other when maybe something has gone, maybe someone has been extra mean or something like that. We're just there for each other. And so I just could not be more proud to be affiliated and to be tested with Best American Psychics. I cannot honor her enough.
Yeah, same here. Here. Shout out to Shea Parker and Best American Psychics. Because when I started down this journey, for me and my journey, I wanted to be associated and aligned with professional, vetted places, because you're right. In every industry across this planet, you're always going to have fakes and frauds and people that are scamming you. And unfortunately, it takes just one person to make it bad for all of us, because, the perception is the people hear the word psychic, and there's so many different labels and connotations that come with that. And I was like, if I'm going to do this work, spirit world, if you've chosen me, obviously, to do this work, I want to be very professional. I want to have, be able to be vetted. We have background checks, for any kind of criminality. We have testimonials of people that have working with us and sharing the story. Because mediumships, for those listening, mediums are to help speak to those that have left their body, acting as a bridge, if you will, between the earth and the hereafter, heaven, the etheric world, whatever you want to call it. But our job as mediums is to be the best that we can, to be the best messenger and bring forth the evidence and the stories and the authenticity of who that person is in the other world. And that's why I became part of that. And it's thanks to your encouragement that, you know, I took the leap of faith. And that goes for all of you budding psychic spiritual mediums that are up and coming. Take that leap of faith, challenge yourself, and align yourself to that highest vibration of professionalism when doing this work. Because you're right, it's nice to have your tribe to be able to lean on, to vent, to see just how mean people can be when you're acting in such a good intent of trying to help them and bring forth healing, and then they just, you know, the reality, whether it's on social media or whether it's your clients, you're going to get the whole range of clients, people that love you and people that think you're the devil and the demon. So I think it's important to align yourself to professional directories. I'm only part of two, Best American Psychics and Bob Olson's Best Psychic Directory. Same concept, same vetting process, background checks. And that's just, you know, that's just my own personal preference. But if you're going to put yourself out there, you might as well be among the best and really challenge yourself to be, you know, the Michael Jordans of basketball, to be, you know, the greatest at what you do, not from an ego standpoint of, you know, because the spirit world doesn't care about that, but just having that alignment of professionalism in a team, in a tribe that you can lean on and depend on. And I do find that with Best American Psychics. So thank you for the encouragement, because you had a big part. And, you know, it was such a surprise reading the book, Jill, and I get to page 150 on the book, and I'm like, I had to go back and reread the little paragraph that you gave a shout out to me. And I was just like, okay, I did not anticipate that. And it was, and it's something that I just don't even really, to be honest with you, I don't remember doing, which tells me that's the inspirational calling of just following the spirit world's, you know, calling and doing for others. Because you'll know this too, and a lot of the readings that we do, I don't remember a lot. I don't want to hold on to that. And if I'm inspiring somebody or helping somebody, it's just being in that moment in time. And you had talked about, you know, I gave you the teacher stone, and you still have that on your altar, which is very humbling, and I'm honored to be a part of that. So thank you for putting me in your book. So I guess I'm kind of in my first book, which is kind of exciting for me. So thank you so much for that.
Oh, you're welcome, Mark. It's my honor. And go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, you know, it's funny how things work out. If you would have asked me in 2012 when we first met at the Omega Institute studying under the great John Holland and Janet Nohavik, who has the church Journey Within in New Jersey and has really blossomed and seen that grown, to being on the radio, being on Inspired Living Radio, you know, 6 years later, I would have said, what are you talking about? I don't, what would I even be doing with a radio show? Why would Jill be writing a book? It just, if you stay the course and you have trust and patience, the spirit world will take you in amazing doorways of opportunity if you trust and you have patience and you develop and you have that mentorship.
Exactly. And that's why it's really a passion of mine. Again, I've said it over and over. Everyone should really find a good teacher to study intuitive development with, because the transformation that I see from people, and most of the people that study with me, Mark, are not looking to become professional psychics or mediums. Some are. I believe there's about eight. Yeah, I think there's about eight that are professionals now that have studied through my courses. But the majority, you know, are just coming to learn to listen to themselves, get to know their guides, their angels, and the transformation that I see from the beginning of level one to the end of level four a year later is amazing and astonishing and beautiful to witness.
Yeah, and that's such a good point, Jill, because, you know, I have a weekly development group online called SDG, Spiritual Development Group, and I have people, I have amazing spiritual prospectors in search of their own spiritual transformations and spiritual gold all around the country in Canada. And I always remind them, you don't have to be in search of becoming a psychic or a medium or even a professional, which means you take money. That's, you know, people get this thought in their head that, oh, I'm a professional psychic or I'm a professional medium, that my learning has now stopped. And I always remind people, once growth stops, decay begins. And mediumship and the application of it, the education, the comprehension, The application in modern day mediumship is a lifelong vocation of mind, body, and spirit. So once you start down this journey, if you want to grow in it, you got to stay with it. And it's also understanding the language of your soul, your own, using your own intuition, awareness. Just even some come for meditation or the metaphysical pathways of things unseen and only felt, you know, because a lot of what we do is not proven by science, but it's not disproven. We call it pseudoscience, right? So it's like trying to prove to somebody that you love somebody. It's more of a feeling or an impression. And so I just remind people, even as Jill and I are talking here on the radio as professionals, that doesn't mean that we stop learning. We actually learn so much from the students that come to us, the continued journey of growing and transformation, the alchemy process, if you will, or the ascension process, if you will. And it's, you know, get yourself in a group, get yourself with a mentor that you know and trust, because the mentors are going to really challenge you. They're going to help you to find that diamond within. I would remind my students, no pressure, no diamond. You can remain the piece of charcoal if you want to, but if you really want to find that diamond within, get comfortable with being uncomfortable and the pressures that come from mentorship, because the mentor is there not to be your friend, but to really bring that diamond to the surface, the diamond in the rough, if you will. And development, the Arthur Findlay College, I started my journeys at the Berkeley Psychic Institute in California. So there's a lot of different places that you can go. And now you have your own academy. Now, is this a virtual academy, or is this an in-person, or is it both for you in Mississippi?
I have both. I have Intuitive Compass Academy is virtual. I have both psychic and mediumship classes online. And then I have an in-person actual academy. And I've had students travel here, of course, from all over Mississippi, Louisiana, New Jersey, and Texas, I believe, so far. So it's really exciting.
So it's only
one of my dreams come true.
I love it. I love it. Congratulations. And again, it's that thought of these all started with a thought in your head, yeah? And then it's what actions did you take to bring out into other people's realities to teach mediumship the right way? Because there are some courses out there where I'm kind of like, no judgment, but it's just not my cup of tea. It's not something I find that honors the spirit world, because it's all about working and honoring the spirit world. It has nothing to do with us, for the exception that we are the mediums, we are the communicators, and what we do as the equipment matters. So again, if you want to work with Jill, you can go to MississippiMedium.com. You can also find her right up on the Inspired Living Radio Facebook page. If you want to click on that link and find out more about her academies, either virtual or in person, get the book, have a reading with Jill. I know that you will not be disappointed, and she can really do some amazing things for you. So the show always goes by so quick. So we only have a couple minutes. I'd love to bring you back here either later this year or in 2020, continue talking about mediumship, because I just find it so fascinating. But let's talk real quick, just what inspires you, or who inspires you for your pathways and your struggles and your professional work as a medium?
Well, of course, the Arthur Findlay College, John Holland, Mavis Patilla. You know, I find that when someone says that they're either natural born or they have this gift and they do not need to study, that is ego, Mark.
That is
ego. We all need to study. We all need to continue growing, because there's a code of ethics that goes along with this work. And we are here to serve the spirit world. And every single tutor, mentor, teacher that I have studied with personally over the years has taught me something. Even if it's, I choose not to work in that way, I still learned something from that experience. And so I just can't talk about that enough. You know, study and continuing to learn. Like you said, if you ever think that you are done growing as a spiritual being or a medium, that is just simply not true. We always want to continue to be the best that we can possibly be.
Exactly. And the only person we should ever be in competition with when it comes to this work is ourselves. How do we become the best ambassadors and voice of the voiceless for those that seek us out, both in the physical world and those in the spirit world that actually seek it out. It's a two-way street, and they're both going to be working with you. So I just want to say thank you, Jill, for coming on today, sharing your story, sharing your passion, sharing your book. Who's somebody that inspires you?
Oprah Winfrey definitely inspires me. She's from Mississippi, and I'm actually going to be sending her a copy of my book, yes. And I love her. Maya Angelou inspires me.
Oh, yeah.
There, Gordon Higginson.
Oh, yeah.
There's Andrew Jackson, just as you mentioned earlier. Yes, many, many people.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on today's show. And for our listeners, if you don't know those names that she just mentioned, go out and research them. Great pioneers, great inspirers, and have really, you know, put us on today's stage of being able to be talking about this in the open and out in public when it comes to spiritual mediumship. So I just want to leave you with this quote as we say goodbye to Jill, and thank you for being on today's show. There are many soul adventures in life for which the full meaning is not always realized until the personal experience has passed years later. And that's from yours truly, the Intuitive Prospector. Thanks for tuning in today. We'll be back next Wisdom Wednesday at 12 p.m. Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. Until our next soul adventure together, be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.